Compact for Migration and the relevance of migration governance to the unique mandate of NHRIs. I'm Pia Oberoi from the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, and I will make a few brief remarks before handing over to our excellent panel to lead you into this first discussion. We should start, in fact, by recalling, as many of the speakers have done earlier today, that migration is not a new phenomenon. The Global Compact, however, was born out of a specific time and political environment, the so-called migration crisis in 2015, in which many people seeking safety, dignity, and better lives of opportunity were increasingly met with fences, borders, dangerous and even deadly migration routes, detention, and deportation. And it was in this context that member states, looking at the situation around the world, negotiated and adopted in September 2016 the New York Declaration on Refugees and Migrants, which reminds us that migration is above all a human phenomenon and that all migrants, regardless of their status, are entitled to all human rights. The two global compacts that grew out of the New York Declaration, the Global Compact for Migration on the one hand and on refugees on the other, sought to address the protection gap that was evident by articulating a more balanced, responsible, and human rights-based approach to migration governance. The preamble of the Global Compact for Migration indicates that it rests upon the purposes and principles of the Charter of the United Nations, as well as the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and the core international human rights instruments. This is followed by the so-called by the 10 cross-cutting and interdependent guiding principles, which include a standalone principle on human rights, as well as guiding principles on people-centered, gender-responsive, and child-sensitive migration governance. It goes then on to articulate 23 objectives, each containing a commitment and a range of actions. Finally, the Global Compact establishes a process for follow-up and review, including a capacity-building mechanism and a multi-partner trust fund, to help support the implementation of activities at the national and regional level, as well as an international migration review forum being negotiated at the moment, which will take place every 4 years beginning in 2022, and which should result in a declaration of progress by member states. Regional review processes are also foreseen to take place. As we've heard this morning, national human rights institutions are a key stakeholder in the Global Compact. You have a unique mandate to promote and protect human rights at the national level, and this provides you with an important platform to assist states in implementing the GCM, including, for example, in supporting states to develop regular pathways for migration that can provide human rights-based alternatives to precarious journeys, and in supporting them to reduce and end immigration detention. In particular, there are a number of objectives of the Global Compact in which NHRIs are specifically named, including in relation to addressing the drivers that compel migrants to leave their countries, monitoring border governance, ensuring access to basic services, and working with governments to address discrimination and abuse based on xenophobia against migrants. So I look forward today to hearing and engaging in discussion with you, and particularly to hearing from our expert panelists. Before I introduce them to you, I would like to highlight the lead questions for our discussion this morning. Namely, how does the content of the compact align with NHRI's aims and objectives and existing strategies? How can NHRIs contribute to raising awareness of the compact and of raising fact-based discussion of its contents and opportunities? What can be learnt from existing follow-up and review processes to make the regional and international review fora effective? And finally, what can be learnt from existing national-level processes for review and reporting to international bodies to make the review and reporting on the Global Compact effective, inclusive, and participatory? We'll move now to our first panelist, Her Excellency Socorro Flores, who is the permanent representative of Mexico to the United Nations office in Geneva, and it is my pleasure to give you the floor. Welcome.
Muchas gracias. Muchas gracias y muy buenos días a todas y a todos. Primero que nada, quiero expresar mi agradecimiento a la